Tuesday, May the 18th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Biden calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, and abortion reaches America's Supreme Court. First, the world in brief. President Joe Biden for the first time called on Israel and Palestinian groups to declare a ceasefire in their 8-day conflict. Mr. Biden told Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, that he was working with Egypt on a proposal to that end. But he also restated his belief in Israel's right to defend itself. And for the third time in a week, America blocked the UN Security Council from condemning the violence. So far, it has killed 201 people in Gaza and 10 in Israel. The United States Supreme Court agreed to hear a case concerning a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Lower courts have blocked the law because it falls foul of Roe v. Wade, a ruling in 1973 that forbids states from blanket abortion bans before fetal viability, usually around 24 weeks. This will be the first abortion rights case heard by the court since Amy Coney Barrett joined, giving it a solid 6-3 conservative majority. Joe Biden said America would send 80 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines abroad by the end of June, 20 million more than previously promised, to speed up worldwide vaccination efforts. Earlier this month, Mr. Biden's administration said patents for COVID-19 jabs should be waived so that more countries could produce their own. European leaders greeted the plan with skepticism, arguing that countries should share existing supplies. Taiwan imposed more power cuts as a heatwave and drought caused demand for electricity to spike and a generation plant failed. Last Thursday, the island imposed similar blackouts after an outage at a power plant in the southern city of Kaohsiung. Taiwan is a leading producer of semiconductors, and its electricity troubles threaten to make the global chip shortage worse. Fighting in Afghanistan between state security forces and the Taliban resumed after a 3-day ceasefire announced for Eid al-Fitr, a Muslim holiday. America will withdraw its troops from the country this year, 2 decades after they first arrived to oust the Taliban. The group may regain control once the Americans leave. Violence has escalated as the Islamists try to increase their influence. The European Union halted plans to increase tariffs on American goods. The two sides agreed to discuss a long-running dispute about their steel and aluminium industries. In 2018, Donald Trump, then America's president, introduced a tariff of 25% on European steel and of 10% on aluminium. The EU responded in kind. Negotiations could end the tit-for-tat trade war. Amazon was reported to have offered about $9 billion to buy Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the century-old movie studio behind the James Bond films and many other blockbusters. MGM is one of the few studios yet to partner with a new media giant. Yesterday, AT&T confirmed it will spin off Warner Media and combine it with Discovery to create a new streaming behemoth. Fact of the day: Black Americans are twice as likely as whites to be killed by the police. And editor's note: we recently introduced 2 new items to Espresso, a fact of the day, and on Saturdays, a mini profile of a figure in the news. We would like to hear your opinions of these, good or bad. Tell us what you think by writing to Adam Roberts at editor-espresso@economist.com.